where you can find us here on the Green Zone this afternoon, as a little bit of a technical glitch down here at Boston Pizza. But of course, the show will be live up until 6 o'clock, and then you can turn it over to the Blue Jays radio network and, of course, get game number 3. But join us at Boston Pizza. Starlight, just off Vic Avenue, is where you can find us for the watch party. A lot of great prizes to give away and specials here on the Green Zone. But we're going to talk a little football with Belton Johnson, our game day analyst. Although I also know, Belton, you're in on this Blue Jays series, aren't you, Belton?
I'm all in, Jamie. Go Dodgers.
Whoa, hold on. What are you talking about? Go Dodgers. What is that about? What are you doing?
Well, I like the Blue Jays. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, I do root for the underdog. The Dodgers reminded me who they are game 2.
Well, it's interesting. But, like, I find it fascinating watching you with your baseball expertise, because you have talked previously about throwing the glove aside and catching it barehanded and then quitting baseball immediately after that. But you watching the pitchers is like Shohei Ohtani and, of course, Yamamoto in game number 2. You were fascinated by these guys.
Well, Jamie, it's just the precision and everything, right? Just, you know, that box, that strike box, the zone and everything, right? Like, all their pitches seem like they're within there, which, man, like, and throwing 100 miles an hour and what I've seen, an 80 mile an hour breaking ball, like, I'm impressed, man.
Oh, it is impressive.
But I will give the Blue Jays credit. They're good at the bats too, right? So if anything, if they're gonna do it, it's gonna have to be at the bats there with their guys. So
that's what we're talking with Belton Johnson here on the Green Zone. Although a shade of blue ahead of the Jays and the LA Dodgers in game number 3 tonight. Of course, you can join us for the watch party. Boston Pizza, Starlight. Vic East location is where we are for tonight's game number 3 for the Jays and the Dodgers. But, Belt, let's get into a little bit of football. Are you as aggravated as Darrell Davis was with the officiating in the Riders and the BC Lions game?
It cost the Riders the game, Jamie. They should be 13-5 as we predicted, Jamie. Yes, I'm teed off about it, man. And, you know, the fact that, you know, let's say the return fumble for a touchdown by Tavon Campbell. Mm-hmm. If they allow that score, the Riders up 2 scores, man. I think they put the game away after that, to be honest with you.
Where do you feel about where the Rough Riders are at, Belton, here with the way they're playing going into the playoffs? I know they've lost the last 2 games, but what do you think of this team's chances when they get to the West Final in a week and a half?
I felt a lot better after this last game. Yes, they lost and everything, but the way Trevor Harris looked, right? I mean, he was efficient, right? He was 10 of 11. I think he had 112 yards passing, seen him run the ball and everything. And I think he had led, 3 straight drives there, scoring drives, right? So the offense was clicking, and that's what I haven't seen in a while, is the offense click the way it did, you know, this past weekend. And the defense, I think the defense is great. They're going to be great. And, you know, and the thing that I really saw was the depth of this team last week, right? You got 3rd and 4th stringers playing against the 1st stringers of the BC Lions. The BC Lions had a lot on the line, a lot more to gain, and the Riders' 3rd, 4th stringers nearly beat them.
Belton Johnson with us, our Green Zone game day analyst, of course, CFL, NFL, and now MLB insider. Can we throw that at you, Belton? Major League Baseball insider Belton Johnson analyzing the Jays and the Dodgers ahead of game number 3. Belton, yeah, what do you think going into the West and East semifinal? Let's start with the East semifinal. The Montreal Alouettes will take on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Where are you leaning on that game?
I'm leaning on the Alouettes in that one, Jamie, and I feel like the Bombers are kind of I feel like they're literally limping into the playoffs here. I know what their struggler, he got hurt there. And the Alouettes, they've gotten better as time went on, sort of like the Riders and everything, right? Getting healthy bodies back, especially quarterback Davis Alexander, who the Alouettes play a heck of a lot different when he's in at quarterback. And let's face it, the Alouettes, they got a solid defense as well. I just can't see – I cannot see the Bombers going on the road over there to Montreal and coming out with a win.
Okay, let's flip over to the BC Lions and the Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders are a team the Riders have not defeated this season. The BC Lions, they have, but on the flip side, BC has beaten Calgary every single game this season they faced each other. How do you think this plays out in Vancouver now that the BC Lions, with a couple of maybe gifts from the officials, get to host the West semifinal?
Well, I'm hoping Burnham Adams doesn't have a good game, to be honest with you. And I do hope BC, I would rather for the Riders to face the BC Lions. And again, it's because the Riders, they haven't, with the Stamps, they've lost both of those games during the regular season, right? At least with BC, they won a game, and then they, you know, almost won this last game with backups. So I think I'm leaning with my heart on this one and hoping that the BC Lions knock off the Stampeders, because let's face it, BC, they got the horsepower, right? They got a great quarterback, Nathan Rourke. They got receivers galore out there. Their defense had gotten better during the season, whereas the Stamps kind of regressed a little bit at some points during the season.
Felton Johnson here. Who do you think the Riders want to see in the West Final? If you're a player, you think, who do I want to play?
I know they're going to say it doesn't matter, but again, I think it's got to be the BC Lions. And the fact that the Stamps, the Stamps are 2-0 against the Riders during the regular season, right? Whereas BC, the Riders had their number this year, and they almost won the game last week playing their third and fourth string guys against BC starting guys. And I just see this Rider team that when they got all their guys and all their starters and some of that good backup depth, I can't see nobody beating this Rider team, Jamie. I can't.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident, too, with what things look like for the West Final with the Rough Riders and whoever's coming in. But, yeah. Felton, also, are you ready to tailgate in 2027 ahead of the Grey Cup game?
I'm always ready to tailgate, Jamie. Come on, man.
What did you think of the announcement today that the Rough Riders will once again play host to a Grey Cup?
Oh, that was amazing. I thought I forgot to share that because I missed through it. But, this is a great venue to have the Grey Cup, right? When 2015, when was the last? It was when Toronto was in town.
2013 and 2022 were the last.
2022. So, and yeah. Every time that they've had the Grey Cup here, you know, this is football paradise out here in the prairies, man. Like, just the amount of money that goes into the economy, and Saskatchewan knows how to put on a good show when it comes to Grey Cups.
Yes, they always do with the great volunteer base. It's going to be another party. We all know it's going to be another party for the Riders when they host any Grey Cup, and it's going to be in 2027 back in Saskatchewan. But Felton, as we say, well, who you got for Monday night tonight? Kansas City Chiefs against Washington Commanders without Jaden Daniels again.
I think I'm going to have to fall on the Chiefs with this one, Jamie. I think they are back. I think, you know, they got the whole barn stable right now. Rasheed Rice is back. He looked great for the Chiefs. They have a plethora of weapons, and the defense has gotten better as well here. So I'm going with the Chiefs, especially with the Commanders not having Jaden Daniels.
Well, and you're going? Are you going with the LA Dodgers tonight? Going back to baseball? What do you got?
Oh, I got the Dodgers tonight, Jamie. Nobody's talking me out of that. Nobody.
Okay. Okay, fine. Well, fine, Belton Johnson. That is Belton Johnson, our game day analyst here on the Green Zone. A reminder, the Green Zone Watch Party is live. Boston Pizza location, Vic East, Starlight Street is where you can find us tonight. Lots of prizes, lots of specials, and, of course, happy hour till close tonight at this Boston Pizza location. And, of course, one night only. So get here, get a table, get into further draws, and hopefully see you for Game 3 of the World Series. I'm Jamie Nye. You're listening to Green Zone with a shade of blue today on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Listen, my sense catches up with me.
Jamie and I live here, Boston Pizza, Starlight Street location for the Green Zone / Blue Zone Watch Party ahead of the Game 3 of the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers in the World Series. You can join us here. Prize giveaways, of course, all night long, including a jersey and a hat for a final score prize. Get in now and get those draws in. Plus Budweiser specials. We have T-shirt giveaways. We have a bunch of stuff to give away here at Boston Pizza, Starlight Street, Vic East location is where you can find us ahead of game number 3. Of the Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers. Of course, the Saskatchewan Roughriders' big announcement earlier today, they will be hosting the 2027 Grey Cup game back at Mosaic Stadium. Of course, 5 years ago, they hosted the 2022 Grey Cup, saw the Toronto Argonauts beat the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Of course, they're hoping in 2 years to be the home team back in the Grey Cup like they were in 2013. When the Rough Riders hosted and won the Grey Cup in one of the most memorable moments, of course, in Rough Riders history was that day in 2013. Craig Reynolds is here at the watch party. Chat with him as well as the Rough Riders. Got to be excited with that news as we continue here on the Green Zone. We're going to check out the one-minute drill right now, the latest in sports. Of course, it is Game 3 tonight. The Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Max Scherzer is on the mound tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays, taking on the Dodgers. Tyler Glasnow with first pitch in about 40 minutes from now at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Only two games in the NHL tonight. The Ottawa Senators taking on the Boston Bruins. You also have the Pittsburgh Penguins taking on the St. Louis Blues tonight for this one. Of course, as mentioned, the city of Regina will be hosting the 2027 Grey Cup, as the CFL announced that in Regina. It'll be an all-indoor affair. Even a street party will be held indoors when the Rough Riders host the 2027 Grey Cup. On Monday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Washington Commanders. That is, the Chiefs have won their last two games and have been quite dominant, including a shutout of the Vegas Raiders last week. And Rashee Rice looked phenomenal in his first game back from a six-game suspension. The Commanders, unfortunately, again, will not have quarterback Jaden Daniels in the lineup. And the Toronto Raptors are in San Antonio. They take on Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs tonight. The Raptors coming off a loss to Dallas last night as they dropped the record to 1-2 at the start of the season. A lot more to come. It is the Blue Zone / Green Zone live from Boston Pizza. You can join us. A lot of specials. Happy hour until close for the Jays and the Dodgers. Game 3 of the World Series. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. A swing on by Boston Pizza, Starlight Street location for the Jays and the LA Dodgers. So I can't wait to see you. Drop on by. Say hi. We're upstairs, but plenty of room here at Boston Pizza to get going. But there is some exciting news in Saskatchewan today as the Rough Riders will be hosting the 2027 Grey Cup. And Craig Reynolds, president, CEO of the team, is here. I'll be honest, 5-year break I was a bit surprised it's so soon, Craig.
Yeah, it was a bit surprising. I think I heard that from several people. But, yeah, we just looked at the landscape of the league and when teams might bid, when it was a good opportunity to put another bid forward, and we just determined that we thought we were ready. And we have turnkey facilities here. We've got world-class facilities. We obviously got, you know, outstanding fan base. And so we talked about it internally and sort of said, are we ready to do this again? And we said, yeah. And our board was supportive of that and put forward a bid, and we're lucky enough to get it.
I was joking earlier with Bernadette McIntyre, now the lieutenant governor of Saskatchewan. Will she still be in charge of getting the Volunteers to North?
Well, Bernadette's been involved in every Grey Cup we've ever hosted. So I think today in her remarks she said she'd like to get involved, but she doesn't know if that's allowed in her new role. So we'll have to, I think the Premier said, sometimes you just beg forgiveness and do it anyway. So we'll see. Obviously, Bernadette's been an outstanding volunteer and been involved, deeply involved in every Grey Cup and been fantastic at rallying volunteers for us.
Craig Reynolds, CEO, President. What was it like? What was the process like? Because it's, some people are like, oh, I thought it was just a rotation and you're next, but they changed that a few years ago.
Yeah, they did. It's a really, really formal bid process. So it all starts, you have to have an expression of interest so they understand who's bidding. And so we approached a few key stakeholders, including the province and the city, around would they be supportive if we were going to put a bid together. That was sort of early springtime. And then we got our board to, you know, agree that it was something that they thought we should do as an organization. And so early spring, we put forward the expression of interest, and then you follow it up with a very formal bid. It's extensive. We worked all of July, all of August, and into early September on that bid. 150 some pages of plans and financials and everything. And then you actually have to present to the CFL your bid. So we brought a team and we formally presented to the CFL, to the new commissioner and a bid selection committee. And thankfully, following all that process, we were successful.
Are you allowed to know? Are the people allowed to know on who else bid or how many there were? Because a lot of people are like, oh, hasn't been East in a while other than Hamilton.
Yeah, no, it's not my place to sort of disclose, but we weren't the only bidder.
Okay, that's good to know. As the Rough Riders will host 2027. Of course, remember 2022, fresh in the memory on how everything was handled, with a lot of it at Real District and the International Trade Center. Was there anything new? Is there anything new coming for what the Grey Cup will look like in Saskatchewan in 2027?
Yeah, there will be. So I think the way we approach the bid is so many things, really, we were very pleased with how 2022 went, specifically the families, what we did with families and youth and young kids. We did some innovative things, too. We had an esports tournament. So there were some things we looked at. And then there were some things that we thought, you know what, we should do this slightly differently. So the one thing we mentioned today was the moving the street festival from outdoors to indoors. And so the reality is that at the Real facilities, there are buildings now there that we didn't have access to even in 2022. So the Avana Center's come on stream. And so we loved the big activation we had. We had a big tube slide in 2022 outdoors, but we realized we could do those types of big, large-scale activations indoors. And even though, you know, it's been nice lately, you never know what the weather might be. So we get rid of that weather concern, and we move the entire street festival indoors. And so the entire festival itself will be indoors for the first time ever.
There was if I remember correctly, there was a few games or days where it was a little chilly out there with the wind chill. I think it brought down the drones, the drone show that one night.
Yeah, we had the drone show lined up to do three nights. We were only able to do one because it was between cold and wind, and we just weren't able to do it.
At Craig Reynolds, CEO and President of the Rough Riders, of course, hosting the 2027 Grey Cup. How big is this for the organization to get 2 and 5 years, especially on the financial aspect and advantage that comes with hosting a Grey Cup?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, obviously there's a huge economic impact to the province. So it's wonderful for the province, but it's wonderful for the city of Regina. We'll host events throughout Saskatchewan. We're going to host events up in Saskatoon. So it's just going to be great for the province. And it's rewarding financially for the club as well. And so I think when we, you know, I was lucky enough to be involved in some of the early discussions around building Mosaic Stadium. And this was the concept. It was, you know, we build this world-class facility, we should be able to host Grey Cups more than on a rotational basis on once every 9 years. And so it's kind of playing itself out here. We were able to host again just 5 years from the last time we hosted.
So, Craig, of course, with the Grey Cup coming here, but there's another Grey Cup that everybody is a lot more focused on in the immediate. In 3 weeks in Winnipeg, how are you feeling from the president and CEO chair setting it up that you're one home win away? The goal is to host that West final. The team did that. You rewarded the coach and general manager with contract extensions. What's it like to be this close again?
Yeah, we're feeling good, and exactly that. So we're glad we were able to announce this, but we're really parking 2027 planning and, till after the season, because we have one focus right now. On the business side, that's selling out the West final, and on the football side, it's taking advantage of this opportunity. So you have that hostile environment is at Mosaic this year. You have one game to get to the Grey Cup, which is obviously the ultimate goal. And this is what you play the whole season for, to have that opportunity. And kudos to the team. Kudos to Jeremy and Corey for getting us to this place. So now the excitement builds as we get there. And obviously the nerves from my position build, because I don't have much I could control as it relates to that. But certainly there's a buzz in the organization for sure.
Yeah, when, let's talk about the contract extensions. As I tweeted out, is it a no-brainer in your opinion too, as the CEO and the president?
Yeah, well, we're certainly really pleased with the performance and Jeremy and Corey and obviously last year getting to a West final, this year improving on that, being able to finish with the best record in the league, host that West final, and just the how much they want to be Rough Riders as well, right? They're committed to the community. They love this organization. They love the province. They love our fan base. When you meet Corey, you realize quickly he's a special guy. He's a special coach. So we're really excited that they were willing to commit to us, and we certainly are willing to commit to them.
How important was it? Because there's a lot of talk about Jeremy O'Day getting that second chance, to give Jeremy that chance after some down years to go, okay, he didn't really get the full coaching search the first time when Chris left. So how important was it to give Jeremy that chance to see what he could pull off? And with the Jays game tonight, I think it's safe to say he hit a home run.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Jeremy's good at his job. And I had so much faith in Jeremy. And I just knew, given that opportunity to go seek out, a new coach, that he would excel at that. And he would pick the right person, because he really understands what it means to be a Rough Rider. He understands what it takes to build a successful football team. He's been part of it his entire life. He's a great leader in his own right. And I just had all the faith in the world that he was going to find us the next great head coach for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And so just, obviously he's extremely pleased with his decision to hire Corey, as we are as well. So far, it's working out quite well for us.
To host the 2027 Grey Cup, it comes with a new stadium, new field dimensions, new goalposts. Is there going to be a new turf at Mosaic Stadium for the 2027 Grey Cup?
Yeah, all indications are that there will be. So we've just started conversations with the city. The turf is actually up for renewal. That'll be 10 years by the time that we host that Grey Cup. So that's basically the lifespan of any turf. So that was in the plans, and we were quick to highlight that in the bid process as well, that we were going to be replacing the turf at Mosaic Stadium. So I think you're going to see that happen.
Will the lines be stitched in? Please say no.
Well, given the field dimensions, I think at the time the stitch lines did make some sense. I think it would be our position, and I don't want to speak on behalf of the city, but I think it would be our position that no, I don't think stitching the lines would make a lot of sense right now.
So, Craig, there's a lot of, with the rule changes and things that are going, do you still hear it from fans? Or there's still, like, we still get it on the text line. Are you still having, like, what's going on here with the future of the league?
Yeah, it's probably one of the most frequent things I have conversations with fans on. I was at the game, and it was a friend of mine, Brent from Saskatoon, and he ran into me and said, what's up with the rule changes? So we talked about it a little bit. And yeah, still get the odd piece of mail as well. And I understand it. It's, We got a passionate, very passionate fan base. They love the game, and I love the game, and I consider myself a bit of a traditionalist as you know, around the game. But I do understand the logic around trying to make improvements to take a great game and make it even better.
The schedule, by the way, we should mention the schedule is moving up a week. Is it a week or 2 weeks to make sure the November 7th date will be a Grey Cup, the earliest Grey Cup ever?
Yeah, it will be the earliest Grey Cup ever, and it's just 1 week. So, the schedule will be moving up a week. And we've been supportive of that, like as an organization, we've been supportive of that. So we're really excited when ultimately that was the decision for the date. I think you take some of the weather elements, in particular at the game. You know, we're lucky we have indoor facilities at Real that we're able to accommodate things. But the game itself is obviously going to be played outdoors, and you really de-risk it by changing the date.
Greg Reynolds, president and CEO, of course, former starting quarterback of the Foam Lake Panthers. Was there any pitching prowess in your past, Craig, with the baseball game about to begin?
Well, there wasn't any football prowess as well, as you know, my record with the Foam Lake Panthers. But no, I did play baseball growing up. My dad was actually a big baseball guy, and so I think I was a back catcher. Yeah, I was a back catcher for a bit of it, but I wasn't very good at it. I wasn't a very good baseball player.
You'd be a tall, lanky catcher.
I was actually short because when I quit baseball before I got the growth spurt. But I like the game, and like everybody, I've kind of caught a little bit of Jay's fever and haven't watched a lot of baseball.
With Ariel Zur in the organization, how can you not catch baseball fever? I saw her the other day wearing Blue Jays gear at a Rider practice. So I was like, is that allowed?
Yeah, there's a number of folks. One of our interns as well, Reese, she's a huge Jays fan. So she's wearing Jays gear all over it. But it's exciting. Like, it's the one thing that can really unite the whole country. The Raptors kind of did it in 2019, but the Jays are kind of doing it now. And you get caught up in it. You really do. And, so I'm excited. I was lucky enough in July. I took my kids to Toronto and we went to a Jays game. And I'm just enjoying the ride.
Right on. Craig Reynolds, thank you so much for all your time.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Really appreciate it.
That is the CEO and president of the Saskatchewan Roughriders as the Grey Cup is coming back to Saskatchewan 2027, November the 7th. The earliest Grey Cup is they'll move the schedule up 1 week to accommodate maybe a little guarantee, more of a guarantee for better weather for a Grey Cup game outside in Regina. But of course, November the 8th, directly ahead, that's the West Final. The Rough Riders will play either the BC Lions or the Calgary Stampeders. But coming up next, Champs and Chumps, and of course, Blue Jays baseball on the Blue Jays Radio Network with Game 3 of the World Series directly ahead. We are live Boston Pizza, Starlight Street, Vic East location for the watch party. Come on in, win some prizes, and watch some Jays baseball. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Each every day, one champ, one chump on the Green Zone. The chump today is going to be whoever designed the Pittsburgh Steelers jerseys for last night's Sunday Night Football game. Please try again. That was hard to watch. Meanwhile, our champ goes to Big Dom, the head of security for the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, came to prominence with a little sideline issue a couple of years ago. But Big Dom, the head of security for the Philadelphia Eagles, last night brought cheesesteaks and pizza for Cam Scatabo's entire family, who was in the building for the game with the Giants and the Eagles. Of course, the Giants rookie running back dislocated ankle in that game, was in Philadelphia hospital, but the head of security for the Philadelphia Eagles made sure to deliver supper to his entire family, Philly cheesesteaks, pizza for all. Well done by the Eagles organization and Big Dom, the head of security. As we get to the one-minute drill, check out the latest in sports. We're getting set for Game 3 of the World Series. The L.A. Dodgers, they have Tyler Glasnow on the hill tonight against Toronto's Max Scherzer as Mad Max. Will this be his final start of his MLB career tonight? Could be as the Jays take on the L.A. Dodgers. That first pitch coming up, of course, right here on CJME and CKOM in a few minutes through Sportsnet's Blue Jays Radio Network. The Saskatchewan Roughriders once again hosting a Grey Cup. 2027 Grey Cup will be played at Mosaic Stadium as the Riders won that bid to host the Grey Cup 5 years after the last time. 2022, of course, was hosted at Mosaic Stadium, watching the Argonauts beat the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. NFL Monday Nighter, Kansas City Chiefs against the Washington Commanders tonight. That kickoff in a couple of minutes. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking a lot better after a slow start to the season. The Commanders once again without Jaden Daniels. And the Toronto Raptors in San Antonio taking on Victor Wembanyama. The Raptors came off a loss last night in Dallas. They started the season 1-2. Well, we'll hand things over to Sportsnet Radio Network for Game 3 of the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays against the L.A. Dodgers. Of course, you can come on down Boston Pizza Vic East Starlight Street location to check out the game with us here on the Blue Zone Watch Party. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.